This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Latte.
Hello, people.
Parte.
Yes. You know, Frank, I always knew there was something wrong about you.
What do you mean?
Now I know what it is.
What?
You're Arnold's love child. It's Frank Schwarzenegger.
How did you find out?
And Benny Schwarzenegger. Maybe we're twins.
Possibly.
Separated at birth.
Sounds like he's been around, the old Arnie.
Oh, he'll lie on anyone.
He'll plank on anyone.
You know, it's that famous movie. You know the one with the kids, where he was with all the kids in the garden?
Twins?
In the kindergarten?
Kindergarten cop.
Kindergarten cop. In there he says, "Who's your daddy?"
Apparently he is.
It seems like some people can't keep it in their pants.
I have behaved badly sometimes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has revealed he's got a love child.
He is an extraordinary father.
He's even been called the Sperminator. Ew.
People can't stop talking about it.
Except for the Two Fat Lattes.
The mother of Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child has been identified, Mildred Boehner.
So now, we're bringing back an old 70s TV show with a twist. Arnold and Mildred. So the next time someone asks one of Arnold's children,
"Who is your daddy and what does he do?"
they can say, "He's a slut." The Two Fat Lattes, faithful to each other. Not like that. Joy 94.9.
Hasta la vista, it's my baby.
Poor old Arnie.
But he's laid on top of a couple of other people too.
Apparently. Now, it's a bit like the golfer dude,
oh,
Tiger Woods. You know, wow. they all come out of the woodwork.
No, his name's Cougar. So, yes, yeah, so Arnold's laid on a couple of other people.
Yeah, you see, it sounds like you're up with it, Benny, because I haven't been following this.
No, it sounds like he's up with it.
He's up to it.
Yeah. But my thought, what do you do, like if you're out shopping and then you end up under Arnold Schwarzenegger, like wouldn't that ring alarm bells?
I don't know. Is that a rhetorical question? Is it you just putting it out
there?
Well,
I know why they kept it quiet for such a long time. They were embarrassed. Do you find him yummy?
Arnie? No, it doesn't particularly thrill me.
No, I nearly lost my bag of chips I had earlier.
Can we get a bucket, please? Bucket.
Yes, I think a bucket's in order. But they had a photo, because some television stations they've shown the kid in question and
have
some
they?
Just blur him out.
Oh, you know, and he's apparently the kid, one of his kids from the marriage that he's now broken up with,
Maria Shriver,
has changed his name on Twitter.
Yes, he changed his name to Shriver.
Yes, because he was so disgusted. So obviously he kept it hidden from everybody.
His wife, Maria, she didn't have any inkling.
Well, it's a bit odd, isn't it? Because the woman was in the same house as them.
She was the hired help.
Yeah, well, maybe she kept her mouth shut.
See, that's what intrigues me about this story.
How it's kept hidden for so long.
You know, like one day, like so you're vacuuming the carpet, right? You're doing something and then Arnold walks up to you with a boner and you lie down and like let him lie on top of you.
Well, maybe they had something going before that.
I doubt it. Oh, you mean they actually kissed?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I couldn't have.
Didn't it all happen before he...
Well, it happened 10 years
Maria?
Ago. It happened 10 years ago. Lucky I wasn't next to him. Well, at least I wouldn't have had a love child.
You'd be interested to know, Benny, because, you know, you've been getting into a bit of massage lately, I know.
A little bit, yes.
Because you're enjoying that.
I love healing.
You do love putting your hands?
I love putting my hands.
Healing hands.
With a little bit of oil in between me and the other
Always
person.
Helps.
It does. And I'm using a lot of, I'm doing the pressure points.
Pressure points.
Doing the old shiatsu thumb action.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're touching people's chakras.
Yes, I do. I move lymph around it.
You move lymph around the chakra.
I'm moving energy and lymphatic fluids.
Wow. You get into a bit of Reiki?
Don't rake, no. I don't. But I actually, someone came out for a massage recently and they loved it. Because I'm doing the old, because, you know, when I was in Bali, I did the course.
Yes.
And they said, love, you know, they were a bit sleepy afterwards.
Oh, that's always a good sign.
It's a good sign if they fall asleep.
Yes. So, obviously, he felt
nothing
comfortable.
Untoward, you know, I'm professional.
It's professional. Mm. Well, I thought you'd be interested because there's private yoga classes for gay men. Did you know?
Oh, what? Really?
They're about to launch in Melbourne.
Private yoga classes?
Yeah, I thought, well, private.
One-on-one?
Well, it sounds like it's one-on-one.
Wow.
So it's in a private studio and they're exclusively for gay men.
Really?
During the week. So, and there are underwear yoga classes, general classes, beginners courses.
Underwear?
And individual private classes. So you can choose.
Underwear?
Yeah, just your undies.
Okay.
Are you getting a bit turned on?
No, I'm... No, because now that you said underwear, I was just trying to visualize. I was trying to.
Well, you don't want complete nudity with those poses.
Why not?
Well, think of.
There's nothing more beautiful than the human form.
Think of the down dog in the nude.
The down dog. Yes. But what about when you say good morning to the sun?
Yes, that's
That's an interesting position.
It is an interesting position. There are lots of interesting positions. And I thought an undie is quite nice.
There's no happy ending.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think they're happy. I think this is all very above
happy
board.
It's happy all the time.
I think it's happy all the time.
Not just at the end.
So I just wonder why is it just individual tuition?
Why do we need that kind of service?
Like individualised.
Yes.
Yeah, well, maybe they just want to learn.
See this
properly.
Yes, but why? Yeah, there's something not quite. I'm not. You need to explain that to me a bit more.
Well, I have to read the article a bit more.
I'm thinking.
I thought because it was completely nude. Hence,
you have to apply.
Hence the reason for its, individual tuition.
Yeah.
But now that they've said that you're in your undie. Then it's not so bad.
Oh, undies, okay. I thought it was like one of those parties that people organise, you know, but it's by invitation.
Oh, like, so you get an SMS that says, porno party, come now.
Yeah, here's one of those ones.
And you don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that underground.
Well, I don't get them, but yes, I know what you mean. I do hear that happens with normal people in the gay community.
Yes. Well.
Doesn't happen to fat lattes.
No, well, I can't say that I've ever had one of those.
I've been invited to a tea party.
Did it turn into a tea bagging party?
No.
The Two Fat Lattes. Keeping up to date with all the latest trends.
You can plank it.
What is it with the planking? I don't get it.
I think young ones plank.
Some other dude from the footy show planked. Sam Newman.
I knew he was a planker. I once saw him in a restaurant and I'm sure he was going to go out for a plank.
Frank and Benny having an old-fashioned plank every Friday night.
Planking for ages.
Joy 94.9.
Lattes.
What's going on? The world's gone crazy.
Planking's over.
Is
it? It's just over, Benny.
But
it's a craze that's gone for 2 weeks.
But we were talking about that old guy from the footy show and he, like, during the week he was lying on top of some building. Did you see that?
That's what I was talking about last week.
He's a dickhead.
That's why people have moved on.
And now?
And now it's teapotting.
Someone that here involved in at Joy was teapotting on Facebook. Was the lovely Lonnie put up a photo of himself in his office doing a teapot. And I went, oh, thank God, I thought you said teabagging.
Apparently there's a Facebook page which has 2,000 fans, which we should join. Because we love a bit of teapotting.
No, you guys in the library would be teapotting, wouldn't you?
No, I've never heard of it until tonight.
I can imagine you and all your lady friends in the library are going to be going, let's do a teapot.
More like a tea party.
Or let's take our cardigans off. Come on, ladies. Just undo your top button. Let's teapot. Let's go for it. Oh, you do a great one, Myrtle. Oh, look at you go, love. Look at your spout. No, legs together, Myrtle.
Apparently, teapotting lets people stay on their feet as they raise one arm to mimic a spout.
Yes, I'm a little teapot short and stout.
Apparently, teapotting is non-hazardous, Benny, so you can't die from it.
I don't want to do a teapot. I want to be a bowling ball.
So how do you do that?
I'm a little bowling ball, short and dumb. Stick in your finger, stick in your thumb.
Right, okay.
Like I could hold you like a bowling. I could pretend to be bowling with you.
Why would I have to be the ball?
That's the
Why
fun,
is that my role?
That's the fun bit, being the ball.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Well, you get to stick your fingers in. The beautiful Adele.
Oh, Frank.
It was for our Lizzo friends and me.
Frank and the Lizzos loved that one. Please, can we...
I love Adele.
Will you make a promise to just play upbeat from now on?
I will, just for you, Benny. No.
It's Friday night, Frank.
I know. But
there's people out there trying to enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
No, it's okay.
I've taken your point.
It was a lovely song.
Thanks for the condescending remark.
It was really sweet. Thank you. When I was in Bali, we got in the taxi and the guy said, you know, where do you want to go? Because you have to, you know, have to put the meter on. And we were in Seminyak and I said, oh, we want to go to Potato Head. There's this groovy bar on the beach called Potato Head. And everyone's like, got to go to Potato Head. Everyone's going to Potato Head, right? So you just think, everyone gets in a taxi and goes, I want to go to Potato Head. Right?
Sure.
So the guy goes, is it in Jimbaran Bay? And I said, no, it's in here. It's in Seminyak. It's on the beach. It's new. It's near the W Hotel. And he's looking at me like going, no, I don't know. And we're starting to drive a little bit, very slowly. And I said, oh, how can I explain? And then I tried to explain the street. And I said, it's on Petinget Road, whatever. And he went, ah, oh, putato. And I said, yeah, that's what I said, potato.
You just said it with the wrong accent.
But, you know, the thing is that when people come to Australia and they say, I want to go to Ligon Street, you go, oh, Ligon Street. Yeah, you know, or, you know, whatever.
Mm.
But, you know, if there's people that can't speak, you know, you often, we anticipate and we go, oh, you mean.
Do you mean this?
Yeah.
Do you mean
but
that?
Every time I go somewhere and I say, and, you know, I might be pronouncing it wrong, they might be hearing it wrong, but no one ever uses that kind of, they don't anticipate.
No, and you know, I had this very problem in America. They didn't understand my accent.
I know.
You know, you'd say, can I have water? And they'd go, what?
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Why is that? How come we always understand what other people are saying, but no one gets what we're saying?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it.
I need to speak to the universe.
Really? Will it answer you?
It often does, Frank.
Now, I was watching telly the other night and there was apparently a Chinese bride. She was doing the whole white dress outfit thingy.
Oh, not red?
No.
They often love a bit of red.
But she was throwing herself out of an apartment window.
Oh, was she?
She was.
She wasn't planking.
She wasn't planking.
Not teapotting?
No, none of the two.
She was dim-simming. What was she doing?
Dim-simming.
That's a new one, isn't it?
It is a new one. No, what had happened was that her...
We could do that in a spa.
You could dim-sim in a spa.
We could do wonton. Like in a spa. Show us your wonton.
Not right now. She apparently got jilted at the altar.
Did she?
By her husband to be.
Do they do it at the altar?
Well, apparently this couple were.
Hmm.
So, and she was, you know, do the whole white number, but she was throwing herself out of a 4-story apartment block.
Oh, only 4 stories.
And there was a guy above her. He grabbed.
Jumping out as well.
No. He was trying to stop her.
Oh.
You know, it was. The whole histrionics were going on.
Yes.
And he'd had her by the throat.
Wrapped the veil around.
No, he had his arm around her throat just holding her because she was literally vertical out the window.
Maybe because she was wearing polyester. He's going, stop!
It is the homo helpline, Benny.
Welcome to the surgery.
Are you primed?
I smell antiseptic.
Dettol.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Or are you into the eucalyptus?
Clears, it's a little amyl. It clears the passages. And we're ready for our first one of our first patients in the
Is it severe?
Let me have a look. It's no, it's actually Jules. Jules says
boom boom.
Jules says Jules says, I love your show.
Does he say it like that?
He does say it like that. He says, please help me with my homo dilemma. I have been going to a great physio for a few months, and he has been a great physio. However, I swear that he has been flirting with me, but I have poor gaydar.
Well, obviously not, because he's
realised.
He thinks he's not gay.
Oh, right.
You know, I think Jules thinks he's got bad gaydar, but I think that the reason is that he thinks everyone is gay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or that everyone wants to get into his pants.
All right, continue.
Whilst on the table being treated a few months ago, he asked me the following questions. When did you know that you were gay?
How is that relevant to his injury?
I need to ask Jules, was he wearing undies?
Oh, well, I want to know where the injury is.
Because Jules might have got on the table without undies and like spread his legs wide open. And so then the physio, see, if we set up that kind of tapestry, if I'm working on a tapestry and I tell you, this guy walks into a physio, he lies on the table, he's got his legs in the air.
That question would make sense.
Yes, then the physio is going to say, when did you know that you were gay? So there's not a strange question.
No, it's not.
Do you know what I mean?
No. So we need to know the context.
Yes. The other thing, he could have walked in there like Patsy Stone with his hair in a beehive, a bottle of gin in one hand or a bottle of beluga in the, you know, like and a jar of beluga and like laid on the table and thought he was like, you know, absolutely fabulous, you know, ranting and raving.
Mm-hmm.
He's not giving us that side of the story.
Right.
Like he wants us to assume that he was normal.
Okay.
And we know he's not. So
let's not make judgments, shall we?
So then the physio said, did you like the movie Black Swan?
Right.
So now he's trying to establish, has he got good taste? The next question is, are you seeing anyone at the moment?
All of these questions are very relevant to injury.
Oh, that's true.
They are. They do ask you those when you fill in the form.
Well, maybe he couldn't stretch properly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe the physio needed to know, did this hamstring collapse on its own?
Oh, because he may have been part of a ballet troupe.
Yes, or do you work at Arnold Schwarzenegger's house? Do you know that kind of look? And then the last question is, what are you doing on Valentine's Day? Oh, poor Jules. That's a very mixed message.
Very mixed.
And he says, more recently, the physio asked him, have you ever slept with a straight guy? Oh, this physio is gagging for it, isn't he? He's gagging. I have plenty of straight male friends and none of them would ever ask me the above questions.
Wow.
The physio is very hot. However, I feel weird about asking him out on a date. Well, just because, look, if it sounds, you know how there's that, if it sounds like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it often is a duck. But sometimes I wouldn't say, just because you think it's a duck, I wouldn't go making duck à l'orange. Back off a bit.
Who's to back off?
Jules.
Oh, okay. You're suggesting that not to take.
Well, he's got he reckons he's got bad gaydar, but he's got his antenna out.
He has got his antenna out because he's obviously sensed all of these things.
He's had a probe and now he wants to ask the physio out on a date.
Yes.
But this is often.
Doesn't that breach some client, you know, doctor relationship?
Look, the beige are a strange breed. And sometimes what happens with the beige male is the beige male likes to, it's like having a roast. They love to baste. They love to get the roast all juicy and they baste and baste and baste. And then when.
That's all dry.
Yes. And then when you cut it open, it's dry, dry as a nasty. And like. You know, no good can come of it, Jules. You shouldn't go thinking that you can ask it on a date.
So what's your recommendation? Don't go there.
Don't go there anymore.
Just just not go there anymore.
I would do, I am shocked.
What if he's great with his hands?
You go.
But just don't cross the line.
What you need to do is you need to trap it. You need to get into a bit of tracking, a bit of like, you know, like old Western, you know, like when they trapped the otter.
No, what are you talking about?
You know, like you need to trap it and skin it.
I have no idea what you're talking about
now. Well, no, because, okay, let me just finish the letter.
Oh, I thought that was it.
No, what should I do? He is a great physio, but I don't want to ruin the professional
relationship. We'll see.
Oh, well, on one hand, he wants to ask him out on a date, and then the next minute he's all professional.
But the thing is, if he's going to ask him on a date, he can't go and see him anymore. Because it gets a bit weird, doesn't it? Especially if it doesn't go well.
You can't mess around with. If he's a good physio, you can't do. Why would you invite? Why would you go on a date?
Well,
surely there are thousands of other people just as cute, just as hot that you can, you know, do stuff with.
I'm sure there are. Maybe he's got a thing for him.
Because, tell me why he's got a thing for him.
Because it's like...
Because...
Unattainable?
Yeah, that's it.
Out of reach?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And it's a taboo.
Taboo?
It's slightly taboo.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, it's a bit risky.
So don't go taboo with Mr. Magoo. You know that? It's just, I think you're playing with fire there. You're gonna
fire?
Get, you're going to get your fingers burnt.
Okay, Latte Benny says no.
I say don't go.
I just saw this auto-correcting iPhones that, yes. that are quite rude.
I hate my auto-correction.
Oh, it gives me the...
Yes.
Yes. We're in agreeance here,
it,
I think.
It really does.
Well, I've got a copy of a little SMS.
How does the iPhone know I want to spell Tante Awaguri?
It doesn't.
Have you ever tried... Have you ever tried...
it tells you it's something else.
Have you... I type massage and it writes Massachusetts.
Well, it's very America-centric.
So I go, would you like to come over for a Massachusetts?
Well, how about this one? TGIF, longest week ever, with lots of R's.
Yep.
And the reply is, woohoo, I know, I'm ready to get circumcised.
What do you think circumcised was supposed to be?
Now, I think circumcised was the fact that, what how was it again? Crazy. He'd written crazy. But he put
a lot of A's.
And a lot of A's.
A lot of A's, right.
And it became
circumcised.
Yeah. I do not have a dick. Is the next quote.
Be very careful writing auntie. Aunt.
I dread to think.
Yes. I once wrote, I've gone to visit my aunt and it auto-corrected. Let me just read this one out. This is from Andrew. Why are boys so quick to make inappropriate comments? Oh, dear. This one sounds serious.
Is that about us?
No, I don't know. He says, this week I posted on my Facebook about wanting to go to the film festival, to a film festival, and there was silence. Oh. Nobody commented, Frank. That was Andrew's Facebook page. He says, oh, well, he says, my feed must have got lost in cyberspace.
Oh, dear. That's terrible when no one comments. It just lets you down,
he
doesn't it?
He then posted a note about his new leather jacket.
Oh, what happened?
And he said, and all the comments came rolling in, various interpretations of my state of dress and my new leather garments. Now, he says, where can one find some homos that are interested in more than just their next conquest, whether he is dressed in leather or not? And he signed it, Frustrated Homo.
Oh,
darling.
He should just get more broader a base of friends on Facebook so that you get comments from all sorts of different people.
See, Andrew and I come from, there's in the world, there are Andrews.
Yes.
And then there are Bennies.
Oh, right, okay.
And he's the North Pole, I'm the South Pole.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't
polar opposites.
Yeah, because he puts on a leather jacket and everyone wants to root him. I put on a leather jacket and I look like a beanbag. Do you know what I mean? No one gives a shit. Do you know what I mean? He puts on something everyone gets a hard on.
But he's saying just before that and when he talked about the film festival, no one commented.
See, I say I want to read a book and everyone wants to come and read a book with me. That's the time.
You get the opposite.
I do. I get the opposite.
Right.
I say I'm knitting and everyone wants to come and knit. Do you remember? I'm cooking a casserole. Everyone wants to eat a casserole. You know.
Oh, dear.
But if I say I'm horny, everyone runs. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I do.
He and I, we should actually get together.
You should combine your friends so that you get comments all the time.
We could be Wonder Twin Powers because he and I are totally the opposite.
Wow. That doesn't help him.
It doesn't help. Frank, it
doesn't. Nor does it help you.
Yeah, it doesn't help me. Thank you very much.
Yes, but we're not doing
you. Yeah, we're not doing me. There's nothing worse than the good-looking guy that tries to be cultural.
Cultural.
Do you know that look?
Yes.
It's like
no, maybe.
It's like good-looking guys that try and be comedians.
Right.
That doesn't. They're just not funny. Do you know what I mean? Do you laugh? Tell me one really good-looking guy, really hot, that's funny.
Well, it's never about the way they look. It's about the comedy usually.
Yes, but where does that comedy come from?
From self-deprecation.
Yeah, and if you're good-looking, you can't... Well,
You can self-deprecate.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
It is a bit of a challenge.
No one wants to see a good-looking guy self-deprecating. do you know what I mean?
But it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's where the humour is.
Is there a really good-looking comedian?
Oh, I'm sure there are tons.
It's like, you know, like for me, like chefs need to be ugly.
But no. There's some hot chefs.
Who? Neil Perry.
There are a couple.
chefs don't need ponytails, Neil Perry.
So this does not help our frustrated homo.
It doesn't.
Any of this does really. I think he just needs to get a wider array of friends like we do on our Facebook.
It's a prediction nobody wants to hear.
The world will end on May 21st.
The end of the world as we know it.
The doomsdayers believe the end of the world is tomorrow.
Be prepared.
And that all the naughty boys and girls will stay down here while all the good people go up there.
Duck and cover.
So what are the two fat lattes going to wear for the big day?
My leisure outfit. It's all grey marl. I'm looking like Maggie Tabra in grey marl.
The two fat lattes. They couldn't care less if they get wrapped or not.
I'm going to bed. Fat Cat's got his pyjamas on.
Joy 94.9.
It's the end of the world.
Oh. Did you know it's the end of the world tomorrow?
It is the end of the world tomorrow.
Wow.
And you know what?
These things come around so quickly.
And you know what? Hooray. Because now I can have a rest. I'm over the industry. I'm over everything.
What industry are we talking
about? No more cooking dinners. It's...
Oh, you're happy it's ending.
Oh, I'm happy. No more beige. It's full on glitter.
You can just relax.
It's just going to be glittery universe.
Do they give us a time? Is there a time?
What time do we expect to have our sleep? Oh. They could have booked. I want to book it in.
Well, yeah, I'd like a time so at least I know, you know, when it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, because I have to mop tomorrow morning. Should I? I was going to mop the whole house. Frank, we've got some messages here. Steve rang in. He said that he drives a truck and that he heard about Joy and the Two Fat Lattes for the first time when he was driving on a shift before he left. What did that say?
Before he left the radio. And then since then he's left the radio tuned to Joy.
He got into a truck for his shift. And someone had the radio tuned into Joy.
Oh, okay.
And he must have heard the Two Fat Lattes. And he says he just loves the show.
Well, we love Steve.
There you go. Steve's straight and a truck driver. And he's probably sitting there with like blue stubbies on and steel cap boots.
Look at you in a singlet.
Just sweating on his sheepskin rug. like... Can you imagine?
Oh, absolutely.
He's probably stopped at a service station to pick up some fresh Winnie Blues. Oh, my God. Oh, my clothes just fell off. Look at my crumping. No, that's not a plank. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Stephen.
That was hilarious.
You made me pole dance. Thinking of you in your cab.
In his cab?
In his, you know, what do you call it? His twin cab? What are they called?
Where trucks.
Yeah, but where does the driver...
Cabin?
A cockpit.
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.